beware, loved one, of anyone, a pastor, Christian, evangelist, I don't care who they are, who constantly validate their ministry or who constantly elevate their ministry and who speak more of self than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Well, happy Friday, everyone, and welcome. On today's program, Pastor Bill continues his study in the Epistle of 2 Corinthians with the conclusion to the message, Where is your spiritual authority? Now, Pastor.
Your designated area that God has assigned you, that is where you labor. Listen to me. You have, right this minute, God's measurement, a measured area. God says, that's where I want you to work at. That's where I want you to be at. And here's the deal. Every believer needs to get in his lane or get into the sphere, that territory, and stay in it. And that's when your gifting comes forth. That's when God starts using you. That's when you start seeing the gifts of the Spirit and all the rest of it. He's working in your heart. You find your true God-given spiritual authority. You see, inactive Christians, for example, God loves every one of us. Come on. But an inactive Christian, those that can do work in the kingdom, but they're able to do so, I should say. Inactive Christians hurt the body. They cause the body of Christ to be dysfunctional. I mean, you've heard me preach it. I mean, if 80% of my body was not working right now, I don't think I'd be doing a very good job up here, do you? Listen, this is Memorial Day weekend. I was a soldier. You know what? Whenever you're in a group of men and you're trained, they train you, believe me. You're 18 years old and stupid. You know, you'll go anywhere. You don't care. You think you're Rambo. You know what I mean? Well, here's the thing. If I'm in my squad, my life depends upon them. Amen? And their lives depend upon me. I can't be a slacker. I'm a soldier. I've got to be alert. I've got to be working. We're a unit. We're a team. Does that make sense? Well, you know, and they protect our freedom. They go and do all those things. Well, listen, the reason that our nation is in the hell and the division and all the things that are happening right now is because the church members in the body of Christ are not in their designated areas. They're just in the pew. You'll never find anywhere in the Bible where it says, I am God. That chair is your designated area forever. Don't get out of it. Don't do anything. Don't bring your wallet. Are you with me? No, we have to all come together. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:16, it says we're talking about the body of Christ where every part does its share. It's team effort, loved one. It's teamwork. It's all of us working together, getting it and staying in the area that God has designed for us. Listen, we can no longer. It is over with today. In this generation and in this time, it's over with. We can no longer, believer, listen to me now, we can no longer be a spectator. There's no room for it anymore. There's no room for it anymore. Right now, we must become a participator in the body of Christ. You that are not participating, you're the missing link. You may be that joint that supplies the other joint what we need. And then we can move and do the things that God has called us to do. You know, ask yourself, are you really where God wants you to be in your life? Listen, God doesn't measure us by other people's opportunities or other people's accomplishments. I mean, God doesn't measure us and say, well, you know, there's Billy Graham and you need to add up to that. No, God doesn't do that. God measures you. He measures me. He observes. He looks into your heart and he says, okay, are you in the designated divine area that I have given to you to operate in, that sphere, that place that I've assigned you to be? You know, this church here, this is my area. Does that make sense? But you're a part of this. So it's our area. This is our designated area. Whenever I left Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas, and I flew down here because I knew the Lord now had called us in the full-time ministry. I thought we were going to go to Hawaii, but God brought us to Texas, okay? You know, so here we go. And I'm down here and I'm all by myself. I land at DFW. I rent a car. And like, I mean, you know, I'm going, okay, Lord, where am I going? You know, I know you've called me to come here. Okay, where do I go? Now, that's the truth. Now, listen, I was so discouraged. I was so depressed. I ended up in one of the poorest little cities in Texas. True word. I was in their crummy little hotel room with those crummy little cockroaches all around me. And it was late at night. I was tired, and that greasy chicken was no good. And I called home, back home to Vegas, to my wife, and I said, honey, I think I've made the biggest mistake in my life. God, surely, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I'm crying. And I say, honey, I've made a mistake. I'm sorry. And then my wife said, the Lord just spoke to me. And I said, he did? What did he say? Where you are now is our designated area. Where you are now is where our ministry begins. Listen, you see, I struggled to get there, but once I got there, then all of a sudden, how God started moving and this on the radio, and it was incredible. Why? I went into the God-given, designed, designated sphere, lane, field, whatever you want to call it. That's where I'm to labor. And God says, when you go and get into that area, you now have the spiritual authority I have given unto you to accomplish what I want you to accomplish. Does that make sense? Loved one, that's why we are here right this minute, right now. Listen, it is your assigned area from God. When you step into that, that's where you find your adventure with Jesus. And then you are privileged to see all that he does through you. Does that excite you? No, I mean, does it? Listen, it excites me because we are in our designated area right this very moment. This city, Haltom Christian School, Mexico, the things that we're doing, the whirlwind that's coming, the candy cane Christmas. This is all of ours, our designated area that God has placed us in. And he says, and he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. But not he who commends himself is approved. In other words, a self-praiser, self-elevator. He says, no, let me tell you who is commended, but whom the Lord commends. Man, that is eternal approval. Amen? Listen, you know, is God being glorified in this place? That's what we need to ask ourselves. This is our designated sphere. And God says, you know what? I'm going to be glorified here. That's all that matters. That is the final measurement. That is the only measurement that is even required. Listen, God did not give us spiritual gifts. He didn't save us, did not give us spiritual giftings, did not designate a specific area for us to labor in so you could magnify yourself. It's to magnify him. Amen? The Bible says in Psalm 115:1, not unto us, O Lord, oh, not unto us, but to your name we give glory. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, 1:31, that he who glories, let him glory only in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, whatever you do, everything you do in this life, do all to the glory of God. Listen, God chose us. Jesus died for us. The Holy Spirit has empowered us. Amen? The Holy Spirit is working in us. There's a lot to glory about, loved one, but nothing to glory about in ourselves. Don't ever take your gift, your calling, your spiritual gifting, your designated area. Don't ever take those things, you know what I mean, and say, wow, you know, all the fruit and all this that is for me. No, it's from God and no one else. Everything we have, God has supplied. Amen? Don't ever, ever forget that. You know, I want to read what I wrote down last night. And I'm probably going to read it twice, okay? I said this, why, and I put why in big red letters. I said, why in the world would any Christian not want to labor in the assigned area that has been given by God? Let me read that one more time. Why in the world would a Christian not want to labor in the area assigned by God? The Bible says that God knew you before time began. The Bible says that God chose you before time began. And he has called you and he's created you for what? Good works, loved one. We're to be zealous for good works. Now listen to me. Your good works, our good works here, they are found, loved one, in your God-given assigned area that God's called you to labor in. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over creation. He is Lord over the church. He is Almighty God. Amen? Listen, Jesus has authority over everything. By him, all things consist. He has authority over nature, over sin, over the devil, over death, over everything. Nothing is more powerful than our Savior. Matter of fact, the Bible says in John 17, 2, Jesus said, "For I have authority over all flesh." He has authority over all flesh. Listen, Jesus, our Lord, the head of the church, we're his body. He has authority. Do you understand? Jesus said in Matthew, after his resurrection, before his ascension, he met the disciples and said, "Listen, all authority, not a little bit, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Therefore," what? "Go." Why? "I have all authority. Now you go, you obey me, you do what I told you to do, loved one." Listen, now that Jesus, our resurrected Lord, the ascended Christ, our Savior, the soon coming King, listen, he has all power, he has all authority, and what does he do with it? He now delegates it. He delegates it to his body, unto the church. In Luke chapter 9, verse 1, let me read, "And Jesus called the 12 disciples together," and here it is, "gave them power, gave them authority over all demons and to cure diseases." If you read the rest of it, guess what Jesus did? Then Jesus, as they passed by him, it says he sent them out, where? Into their assigned areas. Into their assigned areas, the place of their authority. And they went through the towns and they were preaching the gospel and casting out demons and healing the sick and all the rest of it. Man, that's unbelievable. See, whom Jesus calls, he equips. Amen? And that's what he's done for us. Now, you probably say, "Well, Bill, that was the 12, you know, the apostles." You know what I mean? That has nothing to do with us. Well, what are you going to do with the 70 non-apostles, the disciples that Jesus called? Let me read from Luke 10, 1. "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others," meaning 70 disciples, just like you and me. And here's what he did. "And sent them," there it comes, two by two before his face, "sent them into every city and to every place," that's the assigned area, their sphere, if you will. And man, they went out and they did all the work of the Lord. The authority that they had because they went into the designated God-given areas. And then when they returned, listen to what happened in Luke 10, 17. "And then the 70 returned," and it says, "and with joy," that word joy means they were over the top happy, over the top glad. "And they said to the Lord, 'Oh Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said unto them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.'" Here it comes. "Behold, I give you authority. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits or the demons are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." That's a great place to have your name. I pray that your name is there. Oh, everyone's name is there. Amen? Absolutely. Now, after all that happened, just a few verses, or not even a few verses, right after that, in the same hour, let me say what happened in Luke 10, 21. In that hour, after that report from the 70, all that they were sharing with the Lord and how glad they were, Jesus did something. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. Now, the disciples had over-the-top joy, but when it says Jesus rejoiced, that's not the same word in the Greek. This is the joy that Jesus had was over the top, dancing, leaping, shouting, ecstatic joy, okay? That's what that word means. And he says, and said, "Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes." Babes, just unskilled, just little kids. People just trust me. Oh, listen, Jesus rejoiced. Now listen to me. This is the only place in the New Testament, of course, that we find Jesus, the man of sorrows, the man of griefs, the one who is despised by everyone and rejected. This is the only place that we find, the only place where it says, Jesus rejoiced. Why did he rejoice? What caused him to rejoice? You know what it was? It was because the 70 non-apostles, disciples, what did they do? They went to their God-given, assigned sphere, lane, whatever you want to call it, field, the areas by God. They exercised faith, which pleases God, and they exercised the spiritual authority that Jesus gave them. Man, you see, they did what they had never done before. They'd gone into an area and they saw things happen that had never happened in their entire lives. I told the early service, I said, listen to me, this is not Mission Impossible. You remember Mission Impossible? You remember what it says, your assignment, Jim. You got it? Should you choose to decide to accept it, as always, you should be, and they give them the assignment. It says, as always, should you or any of your IMF force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Jim. That's what I call a longhorn sermon. Now, you know what that is. I already shared that with you. 2 points and a lot of bull in the middle. You know what I mean? No. Now, listen, we're not in Mission Impossible. We are in Mission Possible. For all things are possible with God. Amen? Oh, listen, you have a God-given assigned area, a place where your spiritual authority, God says, okay, now you have authority. Now your giftings are going to come forth. Now you're going to see things you've never seen before. You're going to do what you've never done before. Why? Well, I'm with you. You're doing what I'm asking you to do. It was there waiting on you. All you have to do is step into it. Now get in it. Church, get in it. You need to get in it right this minute. It is time. It is time in Jesus' name like never before. I tell you, if God would just roll back into the spirit just for a moment, peel away this realm of flesh and let us see where we really are, we'd be on our face before God. The Bible would be the number one thing we put into our hearts and into our minds, and we would love one another with such a love, it would overwhelm people for the moment and the time that we're in right now. We all, the church in America, better wake up. Our redemption draws very nigh, loved one. Man, we need to keep our hearts in tune with the moving and the Spirit of the Lord. Listen, we need to be in that divine assigned place from God. And let me say something to you. Just because you step into that area, it doesn't mean that, I have spiritual authority, my giftings are coming forth, and boy, look at the fruit and all that. It doesn't mean the absence or the elimination of persecution or warfare, does it? Or hardship. No, not at all, loved one, not at all. I mean, my gosh, when we get over to chapter 11 with Paul and 12, it's horrible the things that Paul went through. And now look at Joseph. Joseph, there he was, sold by his brothers into slavery, taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar's wife accused him that, he's tried to lie with me or, go to bed with me and all of that, and put him in prison 13 long years from the pit all the way to the palace. Boy, training for reigning. Was Joseph in his God-given, designed territory, his sphere? Yes, he was. Whatever Joseph did, listen, he had good success. God was with him all the time, and Joseph didn't know why. He didn't know what was going on. Listen, that's the way it works, loved one. You start thinking about all the people in the Bible. When Ruth and Esther and Nehemiah, study those people out. Think about Moses. Whenever Moses there in Exodus chapter 3 and he saw a burning bush and he said, I've got to go up and see this sight. And as he approaches it, he sees it and God calls out to Moses, 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 take off your sandals for you're on holy ground. He says, Moses, listen, I've heard the cry of my people. I've seen their oppression. I'm going to send you, get it? The assignment. I'm going to send you back to Egypt. What? Yeah, you're going back. I'm going to be with you. Get that staff. I'll show you what I can do. You know the story. I don't need to go into it. Listen, loved one, that's the way it is. You have to get into your assigned area. In Acts chapter 13, it says they were fasting and they were praying and there was the prophets were there and Paul and Barnabas were there. And as they fasted and prayed, the Holy Spirit spoke, gave a prophetic word through probably Agabus or whatever and said, separate Paul and Barnabas unto me for the work which I have called them. And then later on it says, and the Holy Spirit sent Paul and Barnabas and says where he sent them to. What? What is that? That is the God-given designation. It's the area that God said, this is where you have to go. I already have it prepared for you. I just want you to go and to get in it. That's what it's all about, loved one. You go to John chapter 9, the man who was born blind. Jesus is talking with him and he reaches down and picks up some dirt, mud, or whatever, and spits in it, and a little saliva, and makes a little mud ball, and puts it in the guy's eyes. You know the story. What did he say to do? Thank you. He said, go wash, but he had a specific, designated, divine, God-given area to wash in. Is that right? Go wash in the pool of Siloam. If you look in that John 9, it says Siloam, and then in parentheses it says, which is translated, sent. Jesus sent the blind man mud in his eyes. He was not healed yet. There he goes into the design, into the sphere of his healing. Now, didn't know, are you following me? He's moving. And all of a sudden, somebody stops and says, what are you doing? He said, this guy put mud in my face. Where's he at? No. He says, he told me to go wash in the pool of Siloam. That's what I'm getting ready to do. Well, why don't you just come on home and let's have a Whataburger and fries, you know? Would he have been healed? No, you see, the devil wants to take you out of your assignment. He wants to take you out of the sphere that God has already ordained you to be in. So you will be fruitful. So you will change the world, loved one. He got over there and he got to the pool of Siloam and he washed his face, his eyes, and what happened? His eyes were opened. Listen, if there's ever been a time, it's right this minute. One more scripture. Is that okay? I might give you two, but aren't you glad that you're here this morning? Amen. Now, the Lord had said to Abram, you know, Abraham, get out of your country. Okay, let me translate it, a Bill Quinn translation. Abram, this is not your God-given designated territory, lane, field, sphere, whatever you want to call it, that you're supposed to be in. He says, get out of your territory. Get out of your country. Get away from your family. Get away from your father's house. Here it is. To a land, a brand new area that is designated just for you. The place of your spiritual authority, the place where you're going to change the world forever and ever. He says, you go to the land that I'm going to show you. And here it is. Oh, I'm going to make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you. And in you, Abram, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. One man. Living in the Ur of the Chaldees. There he is, a city of moon worship, loved one. God speaks to him. You got to get out of this area because I have an area that is a God-given sphere that you have to walk in, Abram. Man, listen, what would have happened if Abram said, I ain't going? Think, you know what I'm saying? How many Christians go, well, I felt like God said, but I ain't going. Come on. I mean, I've got this and this. Well, but I provided all that anyway. Yeah, but I know. Listen, Abraham, had he not gone, the Messiah, well, God would have had to raise up somebody else. But he would have missed out on the greatest blessing. From him came through all the years, all the lineages, all the people. Then came Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, God has an area. This is our area. But it's time to get in it. It's time to do what God's called us to do. It's time now for the whirlwind to start a breeze. This is our year. This is our time. Get in your, work, labor in your designated area now. And it's right here if you call Calvary Chapel home.
Well, it's been another week of good sound teaching from God's Word. And we want to thank you for listening along with us. Pastor's study in 2 Corinthians continues when we return on Monday, and look forward to seeing you once again. Have a great weekend, and so long for today. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app.
Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.